Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Chris, Sharpie, and Steve.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy, Lisa.
Howdy. Alrighty.
How's it going?
It's going. It's going. I'm getting my notes together. Alright, so we're going to have some fun on this. We don't have Lauren today. We miss you, Lauren. She's got a previous commitment. We're recording on an off night, and didn't work out. So we are going to be talking about kind of an impromptu mini bucket list. Things Disney, anything Disney that we would really like to do. So this can be any kind of interpretation. Keep it within slight reason.
So I can't say I want to spend a night in the castle with Mariah Carey as my roommate. Because I heard one time that she asked to stay in the castle and they told her no.
I don't think anyone tells her no.
They did. They were like, no, you can't.
We actually had one of the pixie agents stay in the castle.
We've had a couple of pixie agents stay in the castle.
How bizarre. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I know. Hold on.
Uh-oh, is that the hotline?
The purple phone is ringing.
Yeah.
My God.
The pixie phone. I was thinking as far as off limits, something like being Tinkerbell and flying down the line. That's unreasonable. You could possibly ask to stay in the castle and get in. I don't know. It's probably not going to happen.
I wouldn't mind being Tinkerbell. Just one night.
All right. Well, I already took that off the table. You can't.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. Sorry. All right. So, Sharpie, I think this was your idea. I'm going to let you go first with... two or three. Let's just see how it goes.
I'm going to say, are we going to do one at a time? Or are we going to do all three of ours together?
You can do all three of yours together. And when you hear me groan, that means you hit one that's on my list.
Oh, so number one for me, what I really, really want to do is the Wild Africa Trek. I have to do it. I really, 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 really want to do it. I never could. My weight was too high. I can now.
Oh, that's awesome. That's kind of cool inspiration.
Yeah. So definitely doing it, hopefully on our next trip. Number two for me would be transatlantic.
Wait. Maybe we could make it so that we could do a Wild Africa trek in October.
That could be fun.
Because I would love to do that again.
I would love to do it for the first time. And I would love to do it with my Mouse Chat folks.
Okay, we'll
That's
talk.
That's actually not a bad idea. Yeah. Except it's incredibly expensive. How much is it?
I think it's like $300. Yeah, $300 maybe.
There's a lot of things I can do with $300.
Can you feed hippos for $300 anywhere else?
I can feed a hippo for free. I can take my annual pass, get a banana, and throw one out when I'm on the safari. Done.
Do you remember when Chris Wood got kicked out of?
Yeah, when she threw. Remember when Chris threw that banana?
Bananas off.
She got banned.
Uh huh.
She went ape.
Yeah, remember when she wouldn't pay.
I figured you'd say she went bananas.
She wouldn't pay the $300.
I could see paying $150, but $300? No, that's too much.
I think it's $300. She threw the banana and
the
split.
The price range is $189 to $249.
All right,
so you can save $50 in the summer.
Yeah, because it's hot.
Oh, if you go in high heat. Yeah, if you go later in the afternoon.
If you go in an afternoon. Yep. Yep.
So,
yeah.
$189.
So $249. Or $189 for teens and $249 for adults, I would say.
All right, so $250 is not... It's the quick rundown. We got to do this a long time ago when it first came out, and it was a lot of fun. It's over at Animal Kingdom. It's by the Dawa Bar, if I remember correct. Don't you meet kind of over there somewhere? It's kind of behind.
The check-in is at
Tusker House,
right at Kilimanjaro Safaris now.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, when they took the Fast Pass kiosks out, they made that the check-in for Wild Africa Trek.
Very nice.
You've been stalking this attraction.
Yes. Well, Jesse's cousin used to be a tour guide with the Wild Africa Trek.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then she did like a week long experience in South Africa, and then she worked for Disney in China for a couple years, and now she's out of Disneyland. Just became a VIP tour guide out there.
I didn't know any of this.
Yep.
You think you know someone?
Lots of fun.
Yeah, cool.
She actually helped write the, I think it's the Marceline to the Magic Kingdom tour that's offered right now. She was one of the tour writers for that. So, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll look into it for the Mouse Chat meet, I guess. But it's, and it's not that bad if you're scared of heights. You don't really go, you know, it's not that, I guess, treacherous. And they have like a little sample bridge that you walk over. As they suit you up and get you ready to go. I don't know. I don't want to give it all away, but it's definitely worth doing. What was your second one?
Second one is either a transatlantic cruise with Disney, mm-hmm. or a Panama Canal cruise, or if possible, back to back. I mean, or 7-night with Alaska. I would love to do that. But yeah, so a 14-night cruise, definitely high on my priority list just for the at sea days, because it would be awesome. But right.
This is where I have to grunt.
Spending as long as possible on a Disney cruise ship, that would be incredible.
Yeah. All right. So I'm just going to throw it out there that the transatlantic I was going to add as well, simply for the days at sea, all the ship time you could possibly want.
The ship time is fun.
Yeah,
it's relaxing.
I
you
like
got the
it
pools, you got
port
places to eat, activities, or you can just read a book.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't read books, right?
Well, you could read a book.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say you
have options.
If you wanted to read a book,
or you could go get cappuccino all day.
I like that. I always get my punch card. It's reasonable. It's like cheaper.
You're so funny.
It's cheaper than Starbucks.
Because he's got these goals when he goes. He's getting these punch cards punched. Mm-hmm. He's like, I have to get one more cappuccino and then I get a free one.
That's right.
Like, you're high on caffeine right now. Yeah, he likes those. Okay, Sharpie, I'm sorry. But yes, I concur with that transatlantic and the extra ship time. Go ahead.
So number three for me would probably be Tokyo Disney.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it, Sharpie, but.
You should take Lisa with you. She wants to do all these things.
Yeah.
Or pretty much any of us.
Yeah, I'll come up with some new ones.
I really want to see Tokyo Disney Sea. That's what I really want to see. Because I've heard it's incredible. I've heard it's one of Disney's best theme parks.
Yeah, I spent a few nights watching some of those YouTube videos. And they are pretty amazing.
But yeah, so that's me.
All right. Chris, you want to go next?
Okay. So I would like to do the deluxe dining plan just once. Generally speaking, I don't think it's the best deal, but I would like to give it a try just for the pure gluttony factor.
So
I'd like
ask,
to go back. Oh, go ahead.
Let me ask you on that. You would stick with deluxe and not go with...
I'd go with Platinum, baby.
Or Platinum and do the Mac Daddy package.
Can
I get the Platinum plan? Because I felt like maybe that would be overkill.
No.
I guess if we're dreaming big, yes, I would like the Platinum plan.
I don't think it is overkill. It's something that people do. So
I've never
you can do
sold
it, Chris.
It to anyone.
No, I don't think we... You know what we have? As an agency, we have sold the Mac Daddies, but...
Well,
it takes a certain kind of client and itinerary to do that.
It's based on what you want to do to make sure you get your money's worth.
But see, I don't even know that I want to do something where I specifically need to get my money's worth. That's why I felt like the Disney dining plan was more realistic. I mm-hmm. could probably make that one work. The deluxe, I should say.
Yeah, because you can do the two table service.
Three.
Signature dinings in there.
Yeah,
or the ones that take the two credits. Double. Yeah.
I'd be like every night because I actually enjoy those more just because I feel like the food is a little healthier and I like the choices better.
Mm-hmm.
I would go back to Disneyland Paris and see it now that they've spruced it up a teeny bit. It's been a couple years. Really, I just want to go back to Paris. So I, you know, and I would go on a Baltic cruise. So we did the Norway one, but I would love to do the Baltic one where you go to Riga and you go into St. Petersburg. I think that would be awesome. Although maybe not now, to be honest. And in my scenario, Putin is no longer in office.
Putin.
Exactly.
Fair enough. Oh, dear.
That's what you told me on my Facebook page today.
And you did, in fact, have a deer outside your window.
Yes. Yes. I thought that was quite Sharpie of you. All right, Steve, what do you have?
Oh, can I add one more?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I think I would also like to do that dine around, that monorail dine around. I actually signed up for it and then I changed my mind because I felt like it was a big commitment. It's like 3 or 4 hours, but I think I'd like to try it on like a more leisurely trip.
That's fair. All right, Steve.
So I'm thinking maybe start the morning at Starbucks.
Here we go.
Grande cappuccino with non-fat milk. I guess my only thing that I really thought of was some of the tours, because, and Sharpie usually talks about all the tours at night on our show, and he's been on so many of them that I'm like, ooh, that would be a great tour. And we've been on a few, and I don't even remember which ones they were, but we did one of the ones over at the Magic Kingdom, and it was fun to just, I don't know, it's fun to go on the tour, learn about Disney, get some, you know, little inside secrets, get on a few rides. We get to ride.
Stick stickers on innocent women's backs.
Yes. There's always, they give you the Mickey stickers on the tours.
They're so mean.
If you answer a question right.
He wasn't putting them on his back. He was putting on people's lower back, Steve.
But there's a lot of different tours that I haven't been on, and they would be definitely fun to do. So I think that's my big thing. You know, and of course any other Disney park, of course, anything, the Japanese Disney or Tokyo sounds amazing. I've tried to make it over to Hong Kong Disneyland, I think twice and never made it, but Disney or Tokyo would be the one if I could get to one of the other ones. Shanghai looks interesting too, but it's relatively new. So when they open a park, they don't put as many attractions in there, and then they wait a few years before they start adding a decent amount of attractions. So I feel like the one in Tokyo would be better.
We had a listener go to Shanghai and he loved it.
Yeah. Well, that Tron ride looks amazing. I'm sure the park is beautiful. I'm sure the castle. And then any of the Disney cruises, of course, like everybody mentioned.
You know, you said you tried to get to Tokyo twice. It's like,
to China.
Okay. And so it sounds like you attempted to swim and you just couldn't make it.
Oh.
It sounds weird that you tried to go and it just,
I tried to add it onto a business trip as a layover. But something always came up. Either the flight was canceled, I think, the first time, and then the second time I ended up not going on the business trip and I had to cancel the whole thing.
That was a bummer.
So I was close twice. I had tickets on
maybe
the second one.
Maybe there's a reason you didn't go. Maybe something bad would have happened to you.
It could have happened.
It was fate stepping in.
Mm-hmm. So
fate steps in to see you through.
That's right.
As the famous song goes.
Yes. But yeah, I think my big thing would be any of those tours. And those are kind of reasonable. Those are definitely reasonable versus going to Tokyo Disneyland or doing a transatlantic cruise. So Lisa, what's yours?
All right. So most of mine have been touched by one or more of you.
Mm-hmm.
The transatlantic cruise with lots of sea days. Talked about that one, Sharpie. Tokyo Disneyland. That's on my list. I'd like to do that. Or any of them out in the east. That'd be good. Let's see. So that was touched on. Now, yeah, this is kind of touched on. Steve talked about the tours. Chris talked about deluxe dining. I am going to put down the platinum dining plan for a combination of everything that it includes. I love the tours. I love the idea of doing the tours. And I would do, you know, a couple tours every day. And I'd eat well. I'd eat signature dining. I'd do the shows. I wouldn't do the luau, though.
A lot of times you don't like the stuff at the signature restaurants, though.
Yeah, but you can always get a nice steak.
That's true.
I have no problem with that.
And Lisa loves her nice steaks.
I do like my nice steaks. I do indeed. Another thing that I have on here is surf lessons. I think that would be fun. I don't know why. It would be a disaster. It would be quite amusing to witness. But I think it'd be fun to do the surf lessons. Because.
Yeah, it's been forever. I remember that being spieled a long time ago over at Typhoon Lagoon. Mm-hmm. Doing surf lessons in the morning before they open.
Yeah. We would just stand on the side and wave at you, Lisa.
Oh my gosh.
Those waves are massive. In that wave pool.
They're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's my list. It's not terribly exciting. I need to come up with something better. No? Okay. All right. Any other ideas that sprang into mind?
I would really like to stay in one of like the presidential suites at one of the deluxe resorts.
Oh, that's a good one. I was kind of thinking about a treehouse because those are kind of fun. But, no one said Adventures by Disney.
Ooh, you're right. How did I let that one get by me?
There are several of those that I would do. Absolutely.
I really want to book the. I really want to do the Storybook Trail one, the one that goes through Germany and.
Oh yeah.
I really want to do that one.
You could do that yourself. Rent a Volkswagen and go.
I own a Volkswagen.
Do you really? You don't seem like a Volkswagen guy.
I drive a bug.
Do you really drive a bug? That's hilarious. I did not know that.
Drive a Volkswagen. I drive a Volkswagen Beetle. I know. I've loved them since I was a kid.
Now, is yours an old one or a new one?
No, it's a new one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you could rent another one while you were over there and go.
You'd feel so comfortable.
I'm eyeing the new electric microbus that's supposed to be coming out in a year or so.
With all those kids. Yeah, because what are you going to, you can't put three kids in a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Like in a bug.
Yeah, we tootle around town in our bug.
That's so, yeah, they're like, there goes the Sharps. They're uncomfortable.
Yeah. So much fun. It's like a clown car.
So the only Adventures by Disney that really interests me is the Vietnam one.
That one and the Costa Rican one.
The Costa Rican one gets a lot of attention. That's supposed to be a good one.
I would really like to do that.
I think the Vietnam one, I think it sounds interesting because that's still a country that's hard to travel through. So I think that would be awesome.
I can't wait for him to do the North Korean adventure.
Oh, stop.
Therapy. We'll get you signed up for that one.
You know they're gonna go to Cuba at some point.
That would be wonderful.
I think that's it. We're gonna wrap up the show right here. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you enjoy listening to the shows, you can find more shows at iTunes and also at mousechat.net. If you have comments for us, you can write in at the bottom where you're listening to us. You can also go to our Mouse Chat page, add your comments there or your questions. Or you can write to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy listening to the shows, you can find... I did that. Very confused.
Meet up.
Meet up.
Meet up.
Yeah, distraction, please.
Come see us. Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom. When,
October
Sharpie?
October 21st.
Going to be great.
Come see us. Check out our Facebook page. All the details are over there for the Mouse Chat. Meet up in October. Come see us. We would love to meet you.
Yes, and maybe we're going to be doing the Wild Africa Park.
Exactly. Come experience Animal Kingdom with your tour guide, Sharpie.
Yeah. You get to watch the hippo get fed. So let me not get all excited.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be there.
Yeah. But yes.
All right. I didn't close yet.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Thanks for listening to Mouse Chat. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.